Today's lesson is very important, and I pray that the Holy Spirit would really open our hearts and understanding and our mind to His Word. This is very important because we've been going through experiencing God, and you know what? We are witnessing God at work in our midst, in our church, in our community, both in Mount Vernon and Oak Harbor. And as Jesus Christ Himself declared, "My Father is always at work." So even right now, He is at work. So our job, really, as believers, is to join God in what He is doing. And if we would be able to join God in what He's doing, then we would come to know Him as we experience Him, and our faith would grow deeper. But if you would not seek the will of God, and if you would not seek to join Him, then I guess God would not also use you. So it's joining God is really more for us than more for God. Because no matter what happens, God will accomplish His purposes. Isaiah declared that it says of God, "I am God and no one can stay my hand." So the implication is God would carry out His purposes whether with you or without you. So for us, it's really, "Oh God, I want to participate, I want to join." And for the seventh week now, we're going through the Experiencing God's Messages. And today is not different. I believe one of the realities, in reality four, is God speaks by the Holy Spirit, right? God always speaks through His Holy Spirit. Through, first, the Bible. Second is prayer, circumstances, and also the church. Kapag sumasakit na yung tenga nyo, taas yun lang yung kamay niya, makang... okay ba yung... this bear. Hello. Okay, how about this? Oh, maybe it's just my voice. I really have a ugly voice. Okay, just all right. Okay, so today is not different. God speaks by the Holy Spirit through prayer, through the Bible, prayer, circumstances in the church. And now I want to emphasize on the church. What is the church? And how does God speak through the church? And how we as believers will be able to participate in what God is doing as we listen through the church. So this is a very important message, and I want us to pay attention closely. So if you have your Bibles with you, our main text is in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And we're going to read verses 12 to 31. Okay, 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Starting verse 12 to 31. For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and all were made to drink of one Spirit. For the body does not consist of one member, but of many. If the foot should say, "Because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body," that would not make it any less a part of the body. And if the ear should say, because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body, that would not make it any less a part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would be the sense of hearing? If the whole body were an ear, where would be the sense of smell? But as it is, God arranged the members in the body, each one of them as He chose. So see, that's very important. It is God who arranged. It is God who chose. So our giftedness and our role in the body is not our choosing. It is God. That's very important, as we would see later. Verse 19, if all were a single member, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, yet one body. Again, repeating the same point there. And Paul continued in verse 20 and 21. The eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of you. Nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. On the contrary, the parts of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable. And on those parts of the body that we think less honorable, we bestow the greater honor, and our unpresentable parts are treated with greater modesty, which our more presentable parts do not require. But God has so composed the body, giving greater honor to the part that lacked it, that there may be no division in the body, but the members may have the same care for one another. If one member suffers, all suffer together. If one member is honored, all rejoice together. Now, you are the body of Christ, and individually members of it. And God has appointed in the church first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, then miracle, then gifts of healing, helping, administrating, and various kinds of tongues. Now, Paul is listing the different kinds of gifts that the church could receive. And then, of course, he said, are all apostles, are all prophets, are all teachers, do all work miracles, do all possess gifts of healing, do all speak with tongues, do all interpret, but earnestly desire the higher gifts. And then he said, and I will show you still a more excellent way. And then he started the whole thing about love. Because as he would say later, even if you have all these gifts, but you're not unable, you're unable to love, you're not operating in love, then all these things are meaningless. They're vain. Life in the body should be a life expressed in love. That is what Paul is saying here. But in doing so, he gave us a glimpse of what a body or what a church should look like. And this is important because as we move forward, as Oak Harbor Christian Fellowship, as we move forward, and I believe God is at work, and God would do great things in our community, and God would send more souls in our community, we have to get this right. That's why we have to pay attention and listen well, and it's so important. But before we go into two major points in this passage, I just want to discuss what a church really is, okay? What is a church or what a church is not? And my professor at the Dallas Seminary, Dr. Michael Zwickel, really shed a lot of light into this question of what a church is. First, the church is not merely a human organization, okay? Because some people, they believe that church is just a human organization, just like, you know what, clubs or charitable organizations or associations. The church is not merely a human organization. Yes, it is composed of people just like us, But more than that, it has the spiritual nature. The church is a physical, spiritual body of Christ. Okay? So hindi lang tayo just merely an organization or another organization. Kasi diba, elsewhere you'll see organizations, group of people. What's the difference? What is the difference of this body, for example, compared to the Filipino community of Oak Harbor? Because there is one such thing. There are Filipinos in Oak Harbor and they sometimes gather for events and potlucks and such. But what's the difference between them and us? The difference is the church is a physical, spiritual body of Christ. We are body of Christ. As we have read in the scriptures, Jesus Christ is the head, the church is the body. And if you belong to the body of Christ, meaning you are a believer of the Lord Jesus Christ, meaning you have already surrendered your life to Jesus and trusted Him alone for your salvation, you're no longer trusting on the works, because your works could not get you into heaven. Whatever you do, your works would not get you into heaven. Therefore, you came to a point that you just trusted Christ alone to get you into heaven. That is what we call, for by grace you have been saved through faith. Not faith plus works, right? So I keep on repeating this because this is so important. So when you did that, when you actually received this grace, when you actually surrendered your life to the Lord as your personal Lord and Savior, the Bible calls you a regenerated person or a born-again Christian or a born-again believer. John chapter 3, right? Unless a man be born of a spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. So when you are in a relationship with Christ, you're a born-again experience. And if you were here last meeting, the Spirit indeed is in you. He dwells inside you. And if you are that person, you belong to the church. That's your enrollment to the church. Because church is a collective term for the called out ones. The church is from the word ekklesia in Greek. And ekklesia describes those people who were called from darkness and ignorance and sin into the light of God. So the called out ones is the term used to these people. They are called out from darkness. And that word called out is ekklesia, from where we get the word church. So are you a member of the church? If you are in Christ, then you are a member of the church. So you see that this church is not just merely human organization. More than that, this is a spiritual, physical body of Christ. Physical because, you know, we are humans. We see each other. We are physical. This is a physical manifestation of a church, right? You see your brothers and sisters. But more than that, the common denominator for all of us here is the Spirit of God. That's why it is a physical, spiritual body of Christ. That's the difference, brothers and sisters, from a merely human organization. Again, the church is a physical, spiritual reality. Okay? Nakukuha po natin yon? It is a physical, spiritual entity, reality, body. Hindi lamang tayo basta any physical organization, just like any organization out there. We are unique because we are the body of Christ. Second misconception about the church is the church is a supermarket of spiritual groceries. What do we mean by that? Have heard about church shopping or church hopping? The problem with church shopping is you never seem to find just the right church. You see the church as another one of those things that you can choose, or you can freely choose. I don't want the flavor of this church. I'm going to look for another church. I really don't want their praise and worship. I don't like the music. And you shop for another church. And while I was in the seminary, That's the problem of some of the seminary students there, because after a year, they couldn't still find a church that they like. Right? It's very American kind of thinking. Because, you know, I have to find the church that I like. So notice the difference there? The center is really not the will of God for you, or what God is doing in your life, but your choice, your preference. Okay, I don't like the music here. Yeah, I don't like the pastor here. I don't like this kind of preaching. So you kind of shop around. And some of those seminary students, after a year, to their second year, they cannot still settle to another church. And maybe, perhaps, even if they settle to one church, if there are some things that they don't like there, they're gonna hop again, or they're gonna shop again. So sometimes we see churches that, but that should not be a church. Rather, it is a family with covenant commitments. That's why that's one of the directions that we're doing right now. We are emphasizing, you know what, in this church, it isn't just you're just free to choose, but when you are, when you sense and feel that God, in His divine providence and sovereignty, has brought you into this church, into this community, then now you have this kind of commitment and love to the body. Through thick and thin, you just don't leave. You just don't go. You try to work it out with your brothers and sisters, because in doing so, you grow. There is no growth in church shopping or church hopping. You carry your own baggages. You carry your own issue. Even if you don't like the pastor here, you don't like the music here, and you're trying to find, I don't want that church anymore, and you go to this other church, the same issue, because your issue is not being resolved. Even if you move from church to church to church, if your issue is not being treated by the Lord, then you will not grow, no matter where you go. We are a family of covenant commitment here. When God has brought you in this community, you have to have that kind of love for your brothers and sisters. Love one another. Be patient with one another. Grow together. You are a community. So you know what? I'm willing to start again with a church, even with a few members who get this right. I belong to this church. I am committed to this church. I love my brothers and sisters in this church. I belong to this church. You understand the implication of your membership to the church.
Thirdly, there's also this mistaken idea that the church is just a gathering of few believers. Okay, it's like, you know, when few believers gather for a Bible study, they call it church. No, that's not a church. That's a Bible study. Or when the fellow believers come together and do activities like, pursue some hobbies together. That is not a church. That is just guys, believers who find the same interest. Or you may see other believers who come, share together, gather together, and then eat together, and then pray. That is not the church. That is just a prayer meeting. Why? Why is a church? Because a church, in order for you to really be called a church, and not just a Bible study or a prayer meeting or a gathering, a church has its works and has its marks as well. A year ago, I've discussed already the marks of the church. And of course, we know that we are a church if we are founded on we call this the orthodox of the faith, right? Orthodox is the universal truth that is accepted and practiced by all believers everywhere. Okay, so we have our brothers and sisters in Africa, brothers and sisters in Asia. We know that we are brothers and sisters because we believe the central core doctrines of the church. First of that is our belief in Triune God, the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We believe that there is one God, and that this God expressed Himself as the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and each of them is fully God, but there's only one God. In fact, if you depart from that, you are no longer part of the Orthodox body of believers. You are called heretic because you deviated from this understanding of God. Another Orthodox belief that we have is our justification by faith. We believe, you know, that's our distinction, and we believe that we are saved by faith alone, in Christ alone, by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone, as opposed to those who believe that you can get into heaven by working hard. Because no matter how hard you work, God would say that not sufficient. So these are some of the central core tenets of the faith that is sure a marker of a true church. And if we have that, and then we have the order, like, no, you have a pastor, surely. You have elders and deacons, surely. Those are the orders of the church. And you have the ordinances. We practice the Lord's Supper. Later, we're going to observe the Lord's Supper again. And on the 15th, we're going to do some baptism here. Two ordinances of the church, baptism and the Lord's Supper. These are marker of a true church. So even if you gather for a prayer, or if you gather for a Bible study, if you don't bear those markers, you are not a church. You are just a Bible study or a prayer meeting. What constitutes a church are these markers. You are laying on the foundation set by Jesus and the apostles and the truth of the gospel. You have ordinances, you have the orders, you have pastor, you have leaders of the church. So when, for example, two guys approach you and say, we're a church, you know, we're a modern church. They're not a church, they are just two crazy guys, right? Because they don't have those markers. Markers are what is being presented as the scripture. And also, a church has their work. What's the work of the church? The work of evangelism. That's always the case. The command of Christ never changes. Go make disciples of all nations. It's still the same then, the same now. And if there's a church that does not evangelize, that is a questionable thing, because a church shares the gospel. What else? Edifies the believers. Okay, tatlo yan eh. Evangelism, edification. What we're doing right now is, you know, Jesus Christ told Peter, feed my sheep. So the primary task of a pastor is to feed the sheep. Okay? This is the work. We want the members of our church to grow in their relationship with the Lord. Another is the exaltation of Christ. Okay? We evangelize, we edify, we exalt Christ. These are the work of the church. So that is a church. It's not just a gathering of few believers. There are markers. And there are work of the church, so that you can call it the church. Okay ba yun? Susundan nyo po ba ako? Maliwanag po yun. So first, the church is not just a human organization. It is a physical, spiritual body of Christ. Second, the church is not a supermarket of spiritual groceries. Rather, the church is a family with covenant commitments. Third, the church is not just a gathering of few believers. More importantly, the church has the essential marks and works, just like what I just said. And fourth, lastly, the church is not optional. For a lot of believers, they say, you know, church is good, but I cannot do without church. Wrong. Church is essential for your growth. It is essential. In fact, it is central in the growth of a believer. You cannot grow just by yourself. I talked with a man last time and he said, you know what, I don't go to church anymore. I just sit on my couch and listen to my favorite preacher on TV. That is not a church. That is superficial, created environment with phony relationship. And that is convenient to some people because, you know, you avoid conflict. You avoid getting hurt, right? When you are in real relationship with real people, you may get hurt because, you know, there are miscommunications, there are relationships, there may be conflict. But lo and behold, God uses those conflicts to grow us together because, oh, sister, you know what? I'm growing in my patience because of you, right? And therefore, God is growing you.
But if you run away from a church, from real people, and just sit there on the couch every Sunday and listen to your favorite preacher, you are not doing any service to yourself. Church is not optional. It is essential for your growth as a believer. Bible passage after Bible passage, it shows the centrality of this fellowship to other believers. Acts chapter 2, verse 47, for example, the early church, what they gathered together. Verse 42 of Acts 2, and they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching, right? And the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. And awe came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were being done through the apostles. And all were believers, and all who believed were together and had all things in common. And they were selling their possessions and belongings and distributing the proceeds to all as any had need. And day by day, attending the temple together and breaking bread in their homes, they received their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having favor with all the people. And look what happened. And the Lord added to their number day by day those who were being saved. It is God's job to add people to our church. Let us do our part. Let's not forsake our assembling together. Hebrews 10, 24, 25. As is the habit of some. Hebrews 10, 24, 25 is a very good reminder for all of us. 24, it says there, let us consider how to stir up one another for love and good works. That's your job. Do not run away from your brothers and sisters. Grow together. Verse 25, not neglecting to meet together as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another and all the more as you see the day drawing near. Let us not forsake our assembling together. Kaya pag umaabsent ka, kapatid, yan ay nakakasakit sa iyong mga brothers and sisters. Kaya, bago ko umabsent, isipin mo muna, ako ba ya-absent o hindi? Kasi kung absent ka na wala namang mabigat na dahilan, ipinagdadamot mo ang iyong napakaganda at napakagwapong sarili sa church. Hindi na nila makikita ang iyong mga ngiti at ang iyong encouragement. Biro mo yon. So kung wala kang mabigat na dahilan, huwag ka nga absent sa church. Kasi kailangan ka eh, kaya ka nga nilagay ng Diyos sa church. Meron siyang purpose for you. Kasi minsan niisip mo, hindi naman nila ako mapapansin doon, ba't pa ako pupunta? Bakit? Gusto mo lang ba magpapansin kaya ka nagpupunta ng church? We go to church because it is essential for our growth and we have to see real people for us to grow. Biruin mo yun, the earliest church, right? God joined together those who are formerly slaves and formerly slave owners. How awkward is that? God joined together those who are females and the males, wherein the females are dominated by the males in that culture, and now they are like equal. How awkward is that? But God used the differences of the people to grow them together. Because what? They have a common denominator, and the common denominator is the Spirit of God. They have Jesus Christ in their hearts. That's why they could say, I love you, brother. I love you, sister. Islave man kita nung una, pero wala na ngayon yan. Kapatid na kita sa Panginoon. How great is that fellowship? Pero minsan, di ba, ayaw natin umatin sa church kasi hindi natin kasundo yung mga tao doon. Or hindi natin kapareho ang interest nila. Pero kung gaano na tayo kababaw ngayon, as compared to the original church when their common denominator is Christ. Because you know what? Our common denominator is Christ. You know? Kung wala lang Christ, di ba? Hindi naman tayo pupunta rito, di ba? Bakit ba tayo magtsataga sa isa't isa? Pero, dinala tayo ng Panginoon dito dahil mahal tayo ng Panginoon at mahal natin siya. At dahil mahal natin siya, mahal din natin ang isa't isa. We love one another because of God who loved us. Okay? So, hindi po optional ang church. Church is essential for your growth. Kaya pag may nakikita na naman kayong tatamad-tamad mag-church dyan, paalalahanan nyo, trabaho nyo rin yan. Sabihin nyo sa kanila, hoy, huwag kang absent. Kailangan ka doon sa church. Huwag mong sasabihin na, hindi naman ako kailangan ng church. Hindi, kapatid. Kailangan ka ng church. Hindi mo lang napapansin, pero kailangan ka ng church. Amen? Kailangan ka ng church. Hindi mo lang napapansin yan. Hayaan mo na si Pastor Rob mamansin sa'yo, si brother, sister. Pero hindi, hindi ka susuko, di ba? Atin ka pa rin dahil mahal mo ang Panginoon. Amen? Mahal mo ang Panginoon at mahal mo ang bawat isa. And to all, Rafael, and to all non-Tagalog speakers, you're not missing anything, okay? I'm just translating it perfectly well in Tagalog, but you're not missing anything. You love your brothers and your sisters because we love God. Church is not optional, okay? Again, as to sum it up, first, the church is not just merely a human organization. It is a physical, spiritual body of Christ. Second, the church is not a supermarket of spiritual groceries. The church is a family with covenant commitments. Importante yan. Kaya, I printed copies of our church covenant. And later on, I'm gonna distribute again. And we did this before, okay? Binasa nyo na yung covenant na yun, commitment na yun. And I'm gonna arrange home visitations with you to talk about it, all right? Because we want to do this, we want to get it right this time, okay? So I'm gonna give a copy of the church covenant and what we believe, the core teaching of the scriptures, and then pray about it, and then I would arrange a visit with you, and then entertain your questions, whatever question you may have, discuss that covenant, and then after everything is settled and you agree and we agree, and then wow, praise the Lord, we'll see all the angels there like clapping like, okay, come on, Sister Perla, sign it, you know, you're a member of the church now. Okay, so we're gonna do that to prevent also, you know, so that you just have a sense that, you know, I belong to Oak Harbor Christian Fellowship. Kasi minsan napakadaling umalis na maghanap ng church dyan sa iba. Pero hindi naman grocery ang church eh. Hindi pwedeng lalabas ka, hanap ka na iba kung anong gusto mo, dun ka. Hindi pwedeng ganoon. This is a family with covenant commitments. Third, the church is not just a gathering of few believers. Hindi, dapat mayroong works and mayroong marks. One way, bakit natin gustong ayusin ang membership natin is so that we could demonstrate together the marks of a church and also do the works of the church, okay? Do the works of the church. Kasi hindi lang naman pastor ang dapat nagsishare ng gospel, o hindi lang dapat si Brother Tony ang nagsishare lagi ng gospel. It is the church's work to do the gospel. It is also the church's work to encourage one another, hindi lang si pastor, kundi lahat tayo may obligasyon na encourage nyo ang bawat isa para sa karangalan lahat ng Panginoon. It's all for the glory of God, the exaltation. And last, the church is not optional. It is essential. Okay? Hindi mo yan ilalagay sa huli ng priority mo. Uunahin mo muna lahat. Unahin mo muna yung pasyal, unahin mo muna yung grocery, unahin mo muna shopping. Tapos yung church doon na sa dulo. May gagawin pa ba ako? Church. O sige, church, lagay ang church. Hindi pwedeng ganoon. The first century believers, their lives revolve around the church. Why? Because Christ is the center of their lives. And if Christ is the center of your lives, who is the body of Jesus? The church. So kung totoo sinasabi natin na si Jesus Christ yung sentro ng buhay ko, paano mo may papakita yan? Your life should revolve around the church. Napaka-essential. Church is so essential. Don't relegate it to the least of your priorities or else you're not getting it right. Church is not optional. Church is essential. So, what are the two primary reasons why some Christians never become involved in ministry? Tulad sa binasa natin kanina, and we're gonna close in these two thoughts. Yun sa 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Two primary reasons some Christians never become involved in ministry. Ano yung dalawang dahilan? Bakit hindi ka ma-involved sa ministry? First of verse 15 and 17 ng 1 Corinthians 12, 15. Sabi sa verse 15, if the foot should say, because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body. That would not make it any less a part of the body. Okay? So some feel they have no gifts or abilities that are worthwhile. Sinasabi nila, I am not a hand, or I am not an eye, or I am not a mouth. Therefore, I am not worthwhile. So I'm just gonna sit back and let others do the work. Ganyan ba ang attitude mo? Ay nako, pastor, di naman kasi ako gifted. Di ako marunong kumanta. Hindi ako marunong magturo ng mga bata. Hindi nga ako makahawak ng ganito eh. Kasi hindi ako marunong humawak.
So, sometimes we have the idea that only, you know, the ministry that are visible here are the things that are important. No.
As Paul would later on argue, that's a wrong understanding. See, sundan natin yung kanyang argument. If the foot should say, because I'm not a hand, I do not belong to the body. Alam mo, hindi ako kamay eh, hindi ako bibig, hindi ako, wala, I'm useless, I'm worthless, I'm not really, ano, useful dyan sa church. So, hayaan mo na lang yung ibang mga gifted at ibang mga talented, sila na lang gumawa. Huwag kapatid, huwag ganyan, okay? Because God has gifted you. Walang isa sa atin dito na walang gift. Amen? All of us here are gifted by the Lord, and do not compare gift. 16, and if the ear should say, because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body, that would not make it any less part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, isipin mo, kung yung katawan ay puro mata, where would be the sense of hearing? Where would be the sense of smell? But as it is God who arranged the members of the body. Each one of them as He chose. See? It is God who put you there exactly where you are, and it is God who gifted you with the gift that you have. Cherish it, treasure it, and use it for God. Pangalawa naman, sa verse 21, the eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of you, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. The second reason why Christians never become involved in the ministry, the first reason is they feel that they have no gift or ability to contribute. The second reason is sad other Christians, they feel that they are so highly qualified that they do not really need the help of others to perform their ministry. Masyado namang mayabang. Masyadong mataas yung tingin sa sarili na hindi niya na kailangan ng tulong. Especially in society like this, you know, rugged individualism, I can do everything just by myself. Hindi ko kailangan ng tulong mo. Parang ito, verse 21, the eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of you. Wrong. We need each other. Ang tawag dyan ay interdependence. Walang isang magaling lang sa church. Wala. Kailangan natin ang bawat isa. We need one another. We need each other for us to grow together as a community. Huwag mong ipagdamot ang sarili mo at huwag mo ring bawalan ng iba na maglingkod sa Panginoon. That's why, you know, kahit minsan po sumasablay ang ating mga sound system. But you know, we give opportunity to people to serve. Verse 22, on the contrary, the parts of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable, right? Sila nga yung importante, hindi napapansin niya, di ba? Kasi ang gusto mo yung, some people, they just want the ministry that are visible. And in fact, if you are in the ministry that are visible, you know, you have to examine yourself. Why do you want to be visible? Do you just want to be seen by people so that people can praise you? I talked with another person last time and I heard from her, and by implication, I understood that some of us believers, we see some ministries are greater than the other ministries. We may see like preaching the word of God or singing in front as the more visible kind of ministry.
And we see ministries like what? Cleaning and vacuuming, arranging the chairs, teaching kids, or maybe collecting trash as the lesser ministry. But hindi. Sabi dito, on the contrary, the parts of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable. Ilan dito ang hindi natin nakikita pero nagdadasal sa Diyos. Pinagdadasal niya si pastor, pinagdadasal niya ang bawat isa sa atin. They are indispensable. You know what? You can make it even without another hand, right? Buhay ka pa din eh. Diba? O kahit mawala ka lang sa paa, kaya ko pa yan. Diba? Nakakita pa yung mga tao dyan na walang paa, walang kamay, buhay pa. We can do without some parts of the body, but those parts that seems to be weaker, yung mga nakatago, ano yung mga yan? Your internal organs, they're weak. That's why they are enclosed by your ribs. Pero sige, nakakita ka ba ng taong walang puso? Marami niyan, diba? Pero hindi, not those people without heart, figuratively, but can, nakakita ka naman ng tao na buhay na walang lungs, at walang puso, at walang atay? Alisin mo yan, at hindi mabubuhay yan. They are indispensable. So in the body as well, there are those people who may not be visible, but they are the prayer warriors. Tahimik lang yan kaya na in the beam of judgment of God, that would be surprise of surprises. Kasi iniisip nila na nauna sila, wala pala silang reward kay God. Yung kapatid nila sa church na hindi napapansin, siya pala yung binigyan ng reward. Kasi di ba pag nagpupulot siya ng basura, di ba talagang tuwang-tuwa, talagang tinatapon niya ng maayos. Lord, nakikita mo yan. Walang pumapansin sa kalat, lahat sila nagtakbuhan na, pero Panginoon, nakita mo yung gawa. Indispensable. And God sees that. Verse 23. And on those parts of the body that we think less honorable, we bestow the greater honor. And our unpresentable parts are treated with greater modesty, right? So, what's his point here? Verse 24. Verse 25. That there may be no division in the body, but that the members may have the same care for one another. Kasi minsan, di ba, ang kinikare mo lang yung pastor, di ba, yan yung binibigyan mo ng gift. Kaya ako minsan, di ko naniniwala sa pastor's appreciation. But you know, I appreciate it, okay, your gift. But what is being said here is, the care should be equal to all of us. That there be no division. Okay? So when we, for example, honor those who are serving the children, or honor those who are cleaning, or those who are doing the clerical jobs, the office jobs in the church, there should be an equal care for all. Verse 25. If one member suffers, all suffer together, and if one member is honored, all rejoice together. Such a lovely church. Kung may nasasaktan sa atin, nasasaktan tayo. Kung may natutuwa, we also rejoice. Wow, wonderful body. And that is the vision, brothers and sisters, moving forward. We really wanted us to be a solid community, a solid body who care for one another, who care for the church, who care for the glory of God. Amen? And I want us, all of us, to be a part of a ministry here in the church. Huwag mo sasabihin again na wala kang gift, ha? That should not be an excuse anymore. You know, it's just your willingness. Okay, pastor, I'm willing to really be used. And I'm willing to be a part of this community. A simple encouragement, a simple sharing an invitation of a friend, it's a big thing. So important. Amen? So now as we close, I would like to invite us to have this kind of reflection of the importance of being in a community, in the body called the church. We cannot do it without our brothers and sisters. Let's
close our eyes and let's pray. Father God, we come to you and we are so grateful, Lord God, for this message, for this reminder for all of us about the body of Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12 to 31, that we are indeed a part of your body, Lord. And help us to see ourselves as an essential part of this body, God. That we should not see ourselves as worthless or not needed. If that has been our attitude, Lord, forgive us. Or Lord, sometimes we see ourselves as not needing any help, that we could do all the job. And if that has been our attitude, Lord, forgive us as well. Help us to grow together as a community. Help us to grow together, Lord, in our membership, in our love for one another. Help us to do the work of the church in evangelism, in edification of one another, and the exaltation of Christ. Help us, Father God. Thank you so much. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.